This year, Kel-Tec is celebrating 30 years of game-changing innovation and performance. A privately owned family company that began making one-of-a-kind American-made firearms in 1995. In 1999, Kel-Tec launched their brand on the scene by forever redefining the concealed carry handgun. And from that point on, Kel-Tec continues to innovate and create never-before-seen firearms, pistols, rifles, and shotguns alike, never copying firearms, always innovating new ones. Kel-Tec believes in respect, family, the right to bear arms, and in the love we all have for our great country. They do things right. All Kel-Tec firearms are proudly made right here in America in a true family culture that embraces every employee and where people are genuinely happy to come to work. The Kel-Tec's commitment to innovation and quality truly sets them apart. Find out more about Kel-Tec firearms by visiting KelTecWeapons.com for a deeper dive on all aspects of their innovative firearms. That's KelTecWeapons.com to learn more about my friends at Kel-Tec. Kel-Tec, game-changing innovation and performance.
You're listening to Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. To listen to the full show in its entirety, find the full Dana Show with the most recent date. Thanks for listening.
I did learn today from the Feel Good page that there's a festival in Nepal that thanks dogs for their friendship and loyalty, and they wear flower necklaces.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast.
I was reading all about this one of the USA weightlifters. She's one of our weightlifters. She's going to Tokyo in the Olympics, and she'll probably get displaced by the man who's identifying as the woman in this instance, because the man, from what I understand, the Laurel Hubbard guy, can, I think he outweighs the top, or can outlift the top contender by something like 43 to 45 pounds. I can't remember what number it was, which is pretty significant. And he only just, like a couple of years ago, decided to start competing as a woman. So he's gone through all of his puberty as a dude. He has the muscle mass, the larger heart, the bone density, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And he just now was like, you know, I think I'm going to lift as a chick. And that has to be accommodated. And women, you can't protest. You have that because this man wants to be better than you, and he beats everybody. Of course he does. He totally beats everybody. It's not a surprise. He's going to be competing for New Zealand, and he displaced a woman of color who was going to be on the Olympic team, but the woman of color got displaced by the white male who wanted to identify as a woman. So just to repeat, in New Zealand, a white male identifying as a woman displaced the woman of color who was going to be on the Olympic team. Yay, women. Woo, you go, girl. I feel like I'm living in the South Park Strong Woman episode right now. Luck is for dudes. Oh, man. Yes. You know, yes,
lifting
Kane.
Heavy weights can be a pretty big strain on testicles at, you know, so what if he ends up with a testicle injury? Did you see the Babylon Bee with their meme?
No.
Said, female weightlifter suffers tragic testicle injury just weeks before Tokyo Olympics.
Wow. Yeah.
At what point is anyone going to say this is absurd?
Mm-hmm. Well, you're not allowed, because if you do, then you're a bigot, or you are somehow, I don't know. So he's expected to beat everyone to death, basically. So, yeah, weightlifting. So this guy, he's 39. He is going to be the first transgender sports person to represent New Zealand. He got cleared by the IOC. But what gets me, again, is still the fact of all of the other women he's displacing. So he competed in the Commonwealth Games. He did all this other stuff. He's, you know, he was the national junior record holder when he was younger. And of course he won the women's division in the Australian Open. I mean, he's got, so in the current Olympic record, and this is in the snatch, clean and jerk, because you have weight class snatch, is like 151 kilos. And that 187 for clean and jerk, the latter held by Zhao Lulu of China. And then you got this guy who does 216 and 263, comparatively. That's the men's heavyweight record. This guy lifts more than the record already. If he wants to be called Laurel, I'll call Laurel, but I'm not going to have a no man sit here and tell me to go back in the kitchen when it concerns using whatever pronouns that I would like to as a free woman who can also vote and has free speech. You can physically fly to Dallas and make me do that. I mean, you can try, but, you know, I'm your huckleberry. You're a daisy if you do. So this is crazy. I just don't, I think that this is so ridiculously unfair and sexist. It's really, you have also the transgender cyclist. I saw this meme somewhere where somebody said they were riding a motorcycle in a cycling race, all the bicyclists out there. Sorry, cyclists out there. They're mad at me now. It's like riding a motorcycle in a cycling race and saying, I identify as a bicycle. I saw that meme and it was, I thought, quite accurate. Yes, it was quite accurate. But when you hear about the women that this guy is displacing, it's kind of, it's just sad to me. Let me pull this up because I had something else for you. I wanted to make sure that I get this because this is all in my like wokery and my Olympic stuff and all that. But you have these girls who do everything by the book. If they had that kind of testosterone in their system, or even some of the chemical makeup in their system that this guy has, they would be expelled from the game. There's no way that they would still be allowed to compete. But see, it's okay now. Because for some reason, the person that he ended up, and I'm looking at this now, because he's ended up, there was a couple of women that he actually displaced from even getting on the Olympic team in New Zealand. And of course the girls are really, they're quite upset about it. Of course. Wouldn't you be if you worked so hard? Now he's going, and there's been a lot of criticism from a lot of international athletes about this. He's my age. He was born the same year I was. And I'm like looking at his record, his career. He was competing as a man literally just until a few years ago. I find that incredibly problematic because you can sit here and take testosterone blockers or suppressors or I don't know or whatever. But that does not offset all of the other advantages that this guy has. Oh man alive. No pun intended, but I'm just saying I feel so bad for these women. They had one of the Samoan weightlifter. Ms. Stowers of Samoa, she began weightlifting to cope with abuse. She's been displaced by this guy. I can't quite say her name. Feagaiga, Fagagia Stowers. Samoa Observer reported that she found a way to release her anger through weightlifting because she went through a pretty hard life and she was phenomenal at it. She found a way to really work at her resilience. She got a gold medal at the 2018 Commonwealth Games. This is one who will be displaced by this guy. And then you have this woman who absolutely was. This was going to be her first Olympics. 21-year-old Quinini Manumawa. This was going to be her very, very first Olympics. This is her only chance ever to be an Olympian. She's 21. The average age of female weightlifting competitors is 24 years old. and she was robbed of her spot, this woman of color, by a white man who is appropriating the female gender. So this male transitioned. He's actually older than me, but we were born in the same year. He transitioned. He took the place of an indigenous female on the women's weightlifting Olympic team. If he was competing in his own class, because he would be, I think, in the 240 plus division, and there isn't a division in the female class that even goes up that high. They're under 200. And he's competed before at that weight class. So he's going to win. Of course he's going to win. If you had the hormone levels that this guy has in these women, they would be immediately penalized. They would be called dopers. They would be barred from competition. All of this. His level of testosterone is, I think, what was it, like 5 or 6 times that of the women competing. Because he only is just now saying that he's going to, you know, he cares so much about the sport. He didn't want to, you know, why is it so important to him? Why do you have to rob a female of her position? This isn't about equality. This is actually patriarchal. It's about completely. I had the story yesterday where you can't recognize natural, just regular beauty. People are going after like the Victoria's Secrets, Angels, whatever. You can't recognize that. But it's so frustrating. I feel so bad. Oh my gosh, my heart breaks for these girls. Just breaks for them. And then our U.S. girl for the weightlifting, she'll end up getting, because the average age is 24 for a lot of these ladies. This is their very, very last. This is their only chance to be an Olympian. And that's it. And she and this one girl, Manamawa, had her chance robbed from her by this guy. He's been at competitions as a male many a time, and he's competed a male as a female many a time. Won everything. This was her first Olympics, and she's been robbed of it by a white male. An indigenous woman robbed by a white male. Just going to lay that out there. But, you know, it's all about equality or inclusion or some other garbage. Are you ready to take the next step in your career? In the past year, if you're like so many people, you've refocused your priorities in life. Your dream job is out there, but applying for those jobs can be a tedious process, with each application taking about an average of 18 minutes to complete. It can be kind of discouraging. This is why you need The Ladders' new Apply For Me service. They'll fill out all of those applications for you. The Ladders is the number one job search site for six-figure jobs, and their new Apply For Me service will save you a ton of time by handling your job applications for you. Just upload your resume and answer one set of questions, and then the Ladders team does the rest. Their experts will complete your job applications, send you notifications, and record your status on your dedicated Ladders premium dashboard. Plus, with the Ladders premium membership, you can search thousands of six-figure jobs matched to your skills. Get exposure to over 90,000 verified recruiters and see salaries and qualifications of other applicants. Start using the Ladders new Apply For Me service today and never fill out another job form again. Just visit theladders.com/Dana to sign up. That's theladders.com/Dana.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Caltech.
Yep, we keep you informed. All right, this story's crazy. I saw this last night and I went, oh boy. Nina Simone's granddaughter says Kamala Harris bullied her mother into near suicide and left her estate in shambles. What? Oh my gosh. She's the granddaughter of the singer Nina Simone. She took to social media to go off at the VP. This was yesterday. And it was pretty crazy. She says, Nina's granddaughter here. My family doesn't run our estate anymore. It was taken away from us and given to white people. Our name was dragged in the media. You want to hold someone accountable? Ask Kamala Harris why she came for my family. Oh man. Whoa. I am here for this tea. I need some popcorn. So she says, ask why she separated my family. Ask her why my grandmother's estate is in shambles now, et cetera, et cetera. She says that she bullied my mom in court and my mom almost killed herself from depression. So apparently what happened was the Nina Simone Charitable Trust in 2016 fell under the purview of Harris at the time. And she was the AG. Harris was AG. And she accused Lisa Simone Kelly of wrongfully diverting funds from the trust. So it was a big fight. And whoo, man. So Australia is planning to fight. They're fighting plans to downgrade I don't know why they would downgrade this. The Great Barrier Reef's World Heritage status. I didn't know that this was like a thing that they had to worry about. UNESCO, the World Heritage Committee, in a draft on Monday, recommended that the Great Barrier Reef be added to the list of World Heritage in danger. And it comprises 53 sites. The panel meets in China in July. And they said that there's no possible doubt it's facing danger. But UNESCO wrote that the previous reports found its long-term outlook had deteriorated from poor to very poor, et cetera, et cetera. But they said that that they were actually still going to downgrade their World Heritage status. And that really just shocked everyone in Australia, including their environmental minister, who opposed the listing. And she's doing it apparently again when they convene next month. They said, yeah, this is about politics. It's not actually about science. Which, if is it just China have anything to do with it? Because we all agree with that. So a Pennsylvania court ruled that Rachel Maddow's viewers know that she offers entirely exaggerated content and opinion, no facts. This came from an actual Obama-appointed judge. So it's just her show's based on hysteria. That's what the judge essentially ruled. Wow, fabulous. And emergency services scrambled to rescue a drowning woman who washed out to sea, but it turned out to be a discarded Intimate Times doll. That's a true story. I'm not making it up. Only in this world. Stay with us.
One thing that I can actually announce today for the first time is that we'll be flying the Progress flag, a symbol that encompasses the diversity and intersectionality of LGBTQI persons and communities around the world at the State Department later this month.
I didn't even know what the hell that was. I had to Google it. It's basically like the rainbow flag, but not. It has like a little triangle on it. Did you know that, Kane? Welcome back to the show, everyone. Welcome. I'm the living embodiment of Daria. Welcome. Yeah, the Progress flag is the rainbow flag with the little triangle on it. I don't know why that. I love how Anthony Blinken goes out and says, "Yeah, look how great we are. We're just gonna fly the. Are you gonna fly that flag in Saudi Arabia? Asking for a friend. What about Qatar? Also asking for a friend. What about UAE? Also asking for a friend. Ooh, and are if you develop those relationships with Iran to where, you know, after you allow them to just go totally nuclear." Are you going to push the flag on them? Because, you know, they kill people over in Iran simply for being suspected of gayness. So I'm just curious. Will that little triangle rainbow flag be included on any official diplomatic ops in Iran? Secretary Blinken. Blink, blink. Just curious. Bueller. I'm done with the wokery. Listen to this. Cornell University offers students an opportunity to, are you ready? Grab a table. Explore the connection between the cosmos and the idea of racial blackness. Can I have some space music? I just now realized that this would probably be so much tastier with some space music. Anything that sounds like stars. I don't know what that means. What does the color green taste like, Kane? I don't know. Something spacey, so we can properly get everybody set up with this. Cornell is teaching a class. I don't know if it's like the racism of black holes or what it is. They're also going to feature the music of Outkast. But they say that an astronomy course at Cornell called Black Holes, Race, and the Cosmos. Is there a connection between the cosmos and the idea of racial blackness? And that is literally, is it because it's, can I ask a question? Is it because it's a black hole? I don't understand, like what? They say transgressing the boundaries towards a transformative hermeneutics of quantum gravity. It is a holy class. And in case you wanted to know what it was called again, that is towards a transformative hermeneutics. I don't even know what that word is. Quantum gravity. It's about space and exploring. Blackness.
Do you feel like you're in a common area of a spa waiting for a massage? That's what this music is.
I don't even know. What does that mean? I don't even know what any of this means.
No idea.
No. But I did learn today from the Feel Good page that there's a festival in Nepal that thanks dogs for their friendship and loyalty. And they wear flower necklaces. And Nepal and I think, just became best friends. So see, I just left you this hour with something positive. For over 40 years, Delta Rescue has provided dedication and everlasting love to animals that have been left abandoned. Delta is the largest no-kill and care-for-life animal sanctuary in the world. This super sanctuary is home to up to 1,500 animals that have been cruelly abandoned or born in the wilderness, and cares for every animal for the entirety of that animal's life. Every animal at Delta Rescue receives the very best of care, and Delta relies solely on donor contributions from people like you for that care. By being a part of the Delta mission, you are the difference between life and death for so many of these animals. Donate today at deltarescue.org, or for more information on Delta's tax-saving estate planning, visit directly deltarescue.org/Dana and ask for my free estate package. It lays out all you need to know about growing your estate while letting your compassion for animals live well into the future. This is only available at deltarescue.org/Dana. Show your dedication and everlasting love and make your legacy work for the animals. Visit deltarescue.org/Dana today.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
I think this is a problem that I would like to have right here. A Florida woman found $1 billion deposited into her bank account. Julia Yonkowski from Florida. She thought she just had $20 in her bank account. And upon attempting to withdraw, she said that she was told she'd be overdrawn. But then the balance of her checking account read as a billionaire. She had over $999 million sitting in her account. It would make her the 615th richest person. God bless capitalism in the U.S. She was really, really like spooked by the big deposit. She wanted to give it back. And she kept trying to call Chase about the error. And no one has returned her calls at all, still. What? Okay, hey, I feel like I want to go bank at Chase now. Oh, I got an accidental billion. Whoops. She has no idea. She had no idea how it happened. But yeah, it said she had $1 billion. And she kept trying to call. And she said, you know, it scares me. I don't know what to think. Because she was thinking of like cyber threats and things like that. She's like, I could not ever get anybody, and I couldn't get anyone to call me back. Nobody has any idea what the glitch was that made her a billionaire. Chase hasn't even commented on it, and apparently it's still sitting there. I feel like I want to be her granddaughter now. Like, hi, do you need family? You need
anyone?
Yeah, adopt me. Oh my heavens! So that's I really want to have that problem. Let's see. We got. Oh man. I told you yesterday about the, I had the caterpillar guy yesterday. There is, man alive. And I can't read that one. Some of you guys sent me some stuff that's really, okay, I'm going to try to read this one. So this is from a couple different places. 64-year-old Alan Voipel. He was found near a lifeguard tower on Clearwater Beach Monday morning, catching some sun rays. But he was apparently trying to get an all-over tan, because when police arrived, he was completely in his birthday suit. They read him his rights. He said he was given permission to be that way, but he would not tell police where he got the permission from. WFLA says he's a registered sex offender. Yeah, he's a pervy McPurr face.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.